teachers, our brothers in Christ. We just thank you for all these blessings you have lavished upon us this week and our whole life. We ask that we just have the wisdom to good use. We just thank you for everything. Allow us your loving heart. In your son's name, we pray.
Number 12 in the folder. Let us go to the mount. Steady it, to bring it back in line.
Verse 3, teach me thy patience. Wow, don't mean that. Still with thee in closer, dearer company, in work that keeps faith sweet and strong, in trust that triumphs over wrong. These last couple verses, they start with the preposition in. At the beginning of the song, it said, O Master, let me walk with thee in lowly paths of service free. And then these verses, in closer, dearer company, in work that keeps faith sweet and strong. And so that's kind of picking one part of that up. And verse 4 picks that up. In hope that sends a shining ray far down the future's broadening way, in peace that only thou canst give. With thee, O Master, let me live. Number 584, let's sing all four verses.
490. Perfect Jesus, come and fill. Nathan Combs introduced this song to us yesterday, and I'm glad he did, so we already got a feel for it. This has been one of my favorites lately. Look at verse 4. Humblest servant, bend my spirit. Son of suffering, grant me pain. And wow, well, what a thing to pray for, that he might shape us in that way. Teach my knee the soil of service. Get that idea of like getting down on the ground like Jesus with a towel. Lift my heart to love again. Sing all 5 verses with the prelude and the coda there at the end.
So
loved me, washed me clean, called me child. Abba, Father, who am I that I should be fellow heir with the begotten, chosen for your family? Abba, Father, by your grace I lift each prayer, knowing you will bend to listen to my smallest joy or care. Abba, Father, yours at last. And this I know, that to love as you have loved me, in your likeness I must grow. A child of God, I sing this song. I am adopted, I belong. Loved and chosen, child of promise. Abba, Father, I am yours. Sing the first verse and the chorus, not just the melody of this song.
Wash me clean and call me.
does not have access to a copy of that. You good? Alright, excellent. This song is in the book, but this is a slightly easier version of the harmony to sing. And this is just an astounding song when you think about the example of Jesus. And we talked about this, especially, I think, in Micah 5. He is the eternal one, coming forth from the ages, and yet he's born in Bethlehem, Ephrathah, least of the tribes of Judah. Meekness and majesty, manhood and deity, in perfect harmony. The man who is God, Lord of eternity, dwells in humanity, kneels in humility, and washes our feet. Father's pure radiance, perfect in innocence, yet learns obedience to death on a cross, suffering to give us life, conquering through sacrifice, and as they crucify, prays, Father, forgive. Wisdom unsearchable, God the invisible, Lord indestructible, in frailty appears. Lord of infinity, stooping so tenderly, lifts our humanity to heights of his throne. And chorus some of that. Oh, what a mystery. Meekness and majesty. Bow down and worship, for this is your God. And this is our example. So walk on through this. Sing all three verses.
Oh.
602. 602. Oh, to be like thee. Verse 3. Oh, to be like thee, lowly in spirit, holy and harmless, patient and brave, meekly enduring cruel reproaches, willing to suffer, others to save. Oh, to be like thee. Oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness. Stamp thine own image deep on my heart.
Oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer.
Actually lived. tells us so much about who we need to be. We're going to sing this to the tune of When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. We'll sing all three verses.
Jesus.
And for Jesus, the path of lowliness and suffering and humility ends in glory. And that's true for us as well. If we humble ourselves, we will be exalted. This is a really cool song that kind of talks about the ascension of Jesus from heaven's perspective. As Christ ascends, and it's like this victor ascending the hill back to his palace. And it compares him with several biblical figures. Read the lyrics of this. See the conqueror mounts in triumph. See the king in royal state, riding on the clouds, his chariot to his heavenly palace gate. Hark, the choirs of angel voices, joyful alleluia sing, and the portals high are lifted to receive their heavenly king. The portals are like those gates, you know, like the castle where they pull the thing up and the drawbridge comes down. That's like the picture here of Jesus returning triumphant. Verse 2, who is this that comes in glory with the trump of jubilee? Lord of battles, God of armies, he has gained the victory. He who on the cross did suffer, he who from the grave arose, he has vanquished sin and Satan, he by death has spoiled his foes. Verse 3 has a lot to think about in it. This is really cool. Now our heavenly Aaron enters with his blood within the veil. Joshua now is come to Canaan, and the kings before him quail, which is the idea that they're shaking in their boots. Now he plants the tribes of Israel in their promised resting place. Now our great Elijah offers double portion of his praise. What happened when Elijah ascended to heaven? What did he give to Elijah? Yeah, a double portion of his spirit. So Jesus has blessed us as he has gone into heaven. He has raised our human nature in the clouds to God's right hand. That makes me think about our Ephesians class this week so much. There we sit in heavenly places. There with him in glory stand. Jesus reigns, adored by angels. Man with God is on the throne. Mighty Lord, in thine ascension, we by faith behold our own. And so it ends with this idea that just as Jesus has ascended to God, that's just a foreshadowing of us being caught up with him in the clouds, be with him in the air forever. This is beautiful. It's just to the tune of Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. Let's sing all four verses, and let's stand.
See.